Chapter 5. The Ventura's arrival at its home port of Kitimat created an immediate stir. Most of the hamlet's 11,000 residents knew the dead fishermen as neighbors, friends, or acquaintances. It was only minutes after Dirk docked the boat at the Royal Canadian Mounted Police Wharf that word leaked out to the local townspeople. Family and friends quickly assembled on the dock until being pushed behind a temporary barricade erected by a bull-sized Mountie. Tying up the Numa research boat just astern, Summer joined her brother, attracting curious gazes from the nearby onlookers. A hospital van was backed down the dock, and the three bodies loaded aboard on covered stretchers. In a dingy bait shack a few feet away, Dirk and Summer chronicled their morbid discovery.
"All three were dead when you went aboard?"
The monotonous tone of the questioner's voice matched his face. Kitimat's police chief peered at Dirk and Summer with unblinking gray eyes that glared over a small nose and an expressionless mouth. Dirk had immediately pegged the inspector as a frustrated lawman trapped in a job too small for his ambitions.
"Yes," Dirk replied. "First thing I did was check for a pulse, but it was evident by their color and skin temperature that they had died at least a short while before I got aboard."
"Did you move the bodies?"
"No. I just covered them up with some blankets when we got close to port. They looked to me like they died where they fell." The chief nodded blankly.
"Did you hear any distress calls on the radio beforehand? And were there any other vessels in the area?"
"We heard no calls on the radio," Summer replied.
"The only other vessel I noted was a cruise ship sailing down the passage. She was several miles to the north of us when we found the Ventura," Dirk added. The chief stared at them for an awkward minute, then closed a small notebook he had been scribbling in.
"What do you think happened?" he asked, arching brows, finally cracking his stone face.
"I'll leave that for the pathologists to determine," Dirk said, "though if you forced me to guess, I'd say carbon monoxide poisoning. Maybe an exhaust leak under the wheelhouse allowed gases to accumulate inside.
They were all found together in the bridge, so it might figure."
The chief nodded.
"You don't feel any ill effects?"
"I'm fine. Opened all the windows, just to be safe."
"Anything else you can tell me that might be of help?"
Dirk looked up for a moment, then nodded.
"There's the odd message on the footwell."
The chief's brows arched again.
"Show me."
Dirk led him in Summer onto the Ventura and into the bridge. Standing near the wheel, he poked a toe toward the helm. The chief dropped to his knees for a closer look, disturbed that he had missed something during his initial crime scene investigation. A faint, penciled inscription was scribbled on the face of the helm, just a few inches above the deck. It was a spot where a prone man dying on the deck might try to leave a last message. The inspector pulled out a flashlight and aimed it at the inscription. In a shaky hand was spelled the word "choked," with a small gap in front of the D. The chief reached over and picked up a yellow pencil that had rolled against the bulkhead. "The writing was in reach of the captain's body," Dirk said. "Maybe he fell quickly and couldn't reach the radio." The chief grunted, still upset he had missed it earlier.
"Doesn't mean much. Might have already been there."
He turned and stared at Dirk and Summer.
"What is your business in Hecate Strait?" he asked.
"We are with the National Underwater and Marine Agency, conducting a study of phytoplankton health along the inside passage," Summer explained. "We are sampling the waters between Juneau and Vancouver at the request of the Canadian Fisheries Department."
The inspector looked at the Numa boat, then nodded.
"I'm going to have to ask you people to stay here in Kitimat for a day or two until the preliminary investigation is complete. You can keep your boat tied up here. This is a municipal dock. There's a motel just a block or two up the road if you need it. Why don't you plan on coming by my office tomorrow afternoon around 3? I'll send a car to pick you up."
"Glad to be of help,"
Dirk replied dryly, slightly annoyed at being treated as potential suspects. Their interview complete, Dirk and Summer jumped to the dock and started walking back to their boat.
They looked up as a fiberglass workboat nearly identical to their own came roaring toward the dock. The pilot brought it in way too fast, the bow kissing the dock hard just seconds after the engines had been cut. A tall man in a flannel shirt burst from the wheelhouse, grabbed a bowline, and leaped to the dock. Quickly tying the line behind the Numa boat, he stomped along the pier, his boots pounding the wooden planks. Summer noted his rugged features and shaggy hair as he approached, but sensed a measure of grace in his wide, dark eyes.
"Are you the folks who found the Ventura?" he asked, giving Dirk and Summer a hard stare.
The voice was refined and articulate, which seemed to Summer an odd contrast to the man's appearance.
"Yes," Dirk replied. "I brought her into port."
The man nodded briskly, then stormed down the dock, catching the police inspector as he stepped ashore. Summer watched as the man engaged the Mountie in an animated conversation, their voices elevating to a high pitch.
"Can't say we've had the warmest of welcomes," Dirk muttered, climbing into the Numa vessel. "Does everybody here have the demeanor of a grizzly bear?" "Guess we brought too much drama to sleepy little Kitimat," Summer replied.
Securing their boat and retrieving their water samples, they headed into the North Woods town, finding it not so sleepy after all. A mini-boom was taking place in Kitimat, an outgrowth of the deep-water port facility located southwest of downtown. International industry had quietly taken notice of the shipping capabilities and was turning the town into the busiest Canadian port north of Vancouver. A longtime Alcon aluminum smelter had recently undergone a $1 billion expansion, while logging operations and tourism continued to grow. Locating a shipping office, they overnighted their water samples to a Numa lab facility in Seattle, then grabbed a late dinner. Walking back to their motel, they took a detour to the dock to retrieve a few items from the boat. Standing on the bridge, Summer found herself staring at the Ventura moored in front of them. The police had finished their investigation and the boat sat empty, a silent blanket of morbidity hanging over it. Dirk stepped up from below decks, noticing his sister's concentration.
"Can't do anything to bring them back," he said.
"It's been a long day. Let's head to the motel and turn in."
"Just thinking about that message on the footwell and what the captain was trying to say. I wonder if it was a warning of some sort."
"They died quickly. We don't even know if it was a last message." Summer thought about the inscription again and shook her head. It meant something more than it appeared. That much she was certain. Beyond that, she had no clue. Somehow, she told herself, she would figure it out.